This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards has had enough of Attorney General Jeff Landry's obstructionism, and now he's taking Landry to court.
It is not his place in the architecture of our government, the framework of our government, to replace my priorities with his own.
The governor is suing the AG over refusal to approve contracts with outside counsel, contracts Landry has blocked because they contain clauses prohibiting discrimination against lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and the transgendered.
I believe he's on the wrong side of the law and on the wrong side of history on this particular issue.
The governor issued a non-discrimination executive order April 13th. On May 25th, the attorney general issued an opinion stating the governor's order was not legally binding because an executive order cannot create state law. Only the legislature can do so. And Landry says he's okay with going to court about it, since the legislature has refused to pass LGBT protections.
I look forward to defending the legislature and their priorities and their wishes.
The lawsuit, filed Friday in state court, does address the nucleus of the ongoing friction between the attorney general and the governor. If you look beyond party politics, the suit notes the AG is, as head of a department within the executive branch, subject to the policy decisions of the head of that branch, i.e. the governor. Landry, though, has said,
I do not believe that the governor has the constitutional right to promulgate rules and regulations over me. The legislature does.
The first hearing in the case is set for October 17th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.